God hasn't fixed my asthma even though I've prayed about it. Why should I pray if I have medicine anyway?
Your medicine is actually a part of God's treatment plan. Do you have to take medicine every day? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Maybe you have a physical problem like asthma, ADD, or something else that you need regular medicine for. It's all part of the doctor's treatment plan to help you stay healthy, so you follow it, right? Well, prayer is a part of God's treatment plan for your life, too. You don't know all the ways He's working, but prayer invites God to act in your life. Just listen to King David in Psalm 34. He said, "I prayed to the Lord and He heard me. He saved me from all my troubles." Our story today is called The Best Treatment Plan. Thea inhaled the mist from her nebulizer. She felt her chest muscles relax as air rushed in. Just a few minutes before, an asthma attack had robbed her of her breath. "How do you feel now?" Mom asked as Thea let out a breath. "Better," Thea said. "I wish I didn't have asthma." "I know," said Mom. "But thank God we have this medicine when you do have an attack." "Mom, why doesn't God just heal my asthma like I've asked Him to?" asked Thea. "Doesn't He like me?" "I don't know why God heals some people and not others. Even when Jesus lived on earth, some sick people weren't healed. But we know that Jesus loved them and that He loves you because He died so we could have our sins forgiven." "Then why pray about it if God isn't going to heal me?" Thea asked. "I still have the medicine to make me feel better when I need it." "Remember when we took you to the emergency room during your first asthma attack?" Mom asked.
"Yeah, that was scary," Thea said. "I could hardly breathe at all. Then Dr. Singh came. He knew what medicines I needed."
"Maybe since you have your medicine, we don't need Dr. Singh anymore," Mom suggested.
"But Mom, he's in charge of my treatment plan," Thea protested.
"You're right, Thea. We still need Dr. Singh, and we also need God. When we pray, we're asking God to take charge of our lives. God loves you and is working for your good. In fact, God gave the knowledge to treat asthma to doctors like Dr. Singh, and your medicines came from the earth He created. Your doctor isn't here for every attack, but we trust and follow His treatment plan. We don't know all the ways God is working in our lives, but we know He loves us and is always with us, even when the doctors can't be. We can trust that God knows just what we need and is bringing about good, even when He doesn't answer our prayers the way we ask." Thea sighed. "Then I guess the best treatment plan for my asthma is to keep praying and let God be in charge." Well, how about you? Have you given up praying for a problem that has lasted a long time? Are you unsure what God is doing about it? Remember that prayer is asking God to be in charge. Prayer invites Him to be with you and bring His power into your life. God always hears you. He loves you and gave you the gift of His Son Jesus, who died to give you eternal life. You can trust Him to work for your good. Our key verse is Psalm 34:15.
"The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry."
And our key thought for today, ask God to take charge of your life.
Have you checked out Keys for Kids Radio? Here's what kids have to say.
Hello, I'm Adley. I listen to Keys for Kids Radio, and I want God to hear my heart.
Check out Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net or search for Keys for Kids in your app store.
Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.